just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Every Murli should become a fertile ground where we get all the answers. There are answers and there are questions. If you find that Gyan is not touching your questions, probably the understanding of that Gyan is not complete. Every Murli has got some deep secrets, but our mind should become that much subtle in order to grasp those secrets. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli evenings, Baba said, "Why your happiness disappears? Find out causes of disappearance of happiness. Second, why your face withers away or wilt? Your face should have shine of happiness. Why it wilts? Find out. That's the second homework. Investigate. Research. Why this happens. Third, finish off your weakness. Drop them here in the ground, in this hall itself, before you go. So the question is, what is the weakness and why it is not going away? Why it has become a chronic disease? Why the treatment is ineffective? The fourth, past is past. Why the past is still disturbing us like a ghost. Fifth, Smriti. You have sankalp, you have thought, you have resolution, and yet it becomes weak. Baba told two things. Do something at Amritvela and do something at the time of sleeping. Talking with double foreigners. Review it at the time of sleep. Emerge it, again emerge it at Amrit Vela. Bring back the enthusiasm. Baba, Bab Dada, love's teacher. Very, very, very much. Because, like the father, they are on duty. To be on duty all the time is the homework. Are we? To be on duty means attentive. A person can relax in his room. But when you are on duty, you wear official dresses. At home, you wear loose clothes. But whilst on duty, you are wearing official clothing. And last, the center should become obstacle-free. Send such a letter to Bab Dada. These are the 7 selected homework. There are many, but they will summarize everything. If happiness is there, everything is there. You have treasure of happiness. You are full of happiness. You have all the attainments of happiness. You have shine of happiness. So be happy and distribute happiness. Make this promise here. And see that this happiness stays with you. It doesn't go away. That's the promise Bab Dada extracted from us. Do you have the courage? Does it require to be courageous to remain happy? If you have courage, then only lift your hands. Definitely happiness is a courageous, is a business of courage. Baba said, with time, tension is increasing in the world, and it will increase. Time and tension. But you should have love for time. That also Baba said. That's a very new thing. Gyan, Yog, Dharana and time. These are the 4 treasures. Do you love time? Love time. Do you love time? There are people who hate time. Baba said, do you love time? So love time. How to love time? So be happy. Spread happiness. Be happy. Distribute happiness. But this is perhaps the hardest thing in the world. To remain happy all the time. Because everything that's happiness, that's happening, is making it sure that we become unhappy. Only a lit candle can lit others. An unlit candle cannot lit other candles. Only a rain-filled cloud can shower, not an empty cloud. Only a flower, which is fragrant itself, can spread fragrance. Unless and until you yourself are filled of happiness, how can you spread happiness? How can you give happiness? The crux of the Murli, or the key word, is khushi. But you have to pay a big amount to stay happy all the time, no matter what situations are. Your face should remain cheerful, not a withered one, a wilting one. Finish off your weaknesses, twice Baba said in yesterday's Murli. Finish them. Kamzori, Kami. Here, drop them in the hall. Don't take it with you. But one must know what are my weaknesses first of all. The defects, the imperfections. Because we don't think them as defects. We have decorated them and kept in the showcase. And we love to look at them. But we don't feel that this is my imperfection. We have adjusted them somehow with Srimad. And they are going well with Srimad. We have created a synthesis of our weakness and Srimad. And we feel that that is okay. These two are going on well. Baba said, finish off those weaknesses. Baba said, past is past. Whatever that has happened. Now don't bring them here, that thing here. Foreigners, whatever thought you have, whatever resolution you have to work at that resolution at two times. At the time of sleeping and when you get up at Amrit Vela. At this time of sleeping, review it. If it has become merged, emerge it and bring it back into the stage of enthusiasm for the next day. And the next day again review it at Amrit Vela. So this is a good technique, a powerful technique. Sleeping technique and Amrit Vela. While sleeping, bring that thought. Because that's the time when the subconscious barrier, preconscious barrier is lifted. And whatever you think that goes straight into the subconscious. So bring it at that time of sleeping. And when you get up again, immerse it. So that thought, that resolution, that habit, that sanskar, that decision will become firm, will become firmly implanted in the beds of the subconscious. You are on duty. Babdada wants teachers should show the features of the future. Teachers should show that Bab, God has come down on earth. Pragat. Baba loves teachers too much. Because like the father, they are on duty. So whosoever is on duty, Baba loves that person. Stay on duty. On duty means no unconsciousness, no sleepiness, no drowsiness. On duty means no weak, no laziness, no carelessness, no excuses, no lame excuses. You are on duty, you are absolutely alert. The enemy is in front of you. You are sitting with a rifle. How can you sleep? There is bombs falling here and there. Can you afford to sleep? Imagine a person is there. He says, it's 11 o'clock. He had a hectic day. I am too much sleepy. You tell him, let us study Murli. He says, no. At this time, I cannot. I am extremely tired. I am extremely sleepy. I just want to go off to sleep. I just can't even stand for 1 minute. I just want to sleep. And then suddenly, there is a fire. And the people are shouting. The people are jumping. Can he say, let me sleep? Rather, he will be so alert, so active. Not just active, he is helping others. So where the sleep has gone? When the duty overtakes, sleep goes away. That high alert situation is created, red alert, because of an emergency. So think that every moment is emergency. Baba said, with time, the tension will increase as per the situations. Don't think that the tension is going to decrease. There is an exponential rise of tension. If you take the graph of time and tension, you can create a graph, time and tension. So with time, tension will increase. When the time was here, tension was less. But the time is here, now the tension is increased. So as the time moves further, tension is moving further. Teachers are those who are on duty. Am I on duty? So stay on duty all the time. Not a moment of slackness. The lackadaisical attitude should go away. And last, Baba wants a letter from every center. Nirvignam. Send me that. It has yet not come. Lekin, but. You are very good. You are this, you are that, you are this and you are that. But The but is there. Baba said, I will tell the expansion of but at some other time. But, lekin, obstacle free. Your life should become obstacle free. Your thoughts should become obstacle free. Your conscience, your consciousness should become obstacle free. Your seva, your yoga, your jnana, everything should become obstacle free. These are the seven things from yesterday's Murli. Let's come to the divine message. 21st July 2011. Dadi has gone to the subtle world, and let's see what's the drama. What is the picture? Every day a new picture is there in the subtle world. A new film is getting shot. A new movie. A new scene. A new scenery. A new picture. A new vision. Aaj achanak Baba ke paas jana hua. Aap sabka jo sukshma mein Baba ke prati yaad pyar tha, wo Baba ke paas pahunch gaya. Main to sada ke sadrish jaisi jaati hoon, waisi dur se Baba se drishti lete lete Baba ke sammukh pahunch gayi. Many things happened in between. And Dadi went to the subtle world. Baba ne sabse mulaqat karte hue bole, Baba bachcho ko kitna pyar karte hain, kyunki Baba chahte hain ki mera har bachcha baap saman ban karke is purani duniya ka samay samapt karne ka aahwan karne ka purushart kare. अभी हर एक बच्चे के अंदर यही संकल्प आना चाहिए कि बस अभी समाप्ति के समय को हमें नज़दीक लाना है, क्योंकि बच्चे जानते हैं कि कितना दुख और अशांति दुनिया में है. द सॉरो एंड द पीसलेसनेस. बाबा ने कहा तुम पूर्वज हो तो आप पूर्वज आत्मा हो कि दुख अशांति. आप पूर्वज आत्माओं की दुख अशांति देखकर क्या सोचते हो? आपके लिए ही मंदिरों में जड़ चित्रों के आगे कहते हे देवा रहम करो, कृपा करो. आपको उन आत्माओं के प्रति रहम नहीं आता. बाबा ने यह कहते जैसे एकदम दृष्टि दी जो सभी गुम हो गए. कुछ समय तक बाबा की दृष्टि ऐसी ही चली. द सॉरो इज इंक्रीजिंग. Physical diseases, psychological diseases, mental diseases, psychiatric diseases are increasing. Financial issues, domestic issues, political issues, economical issues, social issues, spiritual issues. The world is in the stage of turbulence. There is a constant turmoil. And who you are? Baba said you are ancestors, purvaj, forefathers, progenitors of the world. You are the forefathers. You are the ancestors. You have come much, much before. So when you are ancestors, what you have to do? Have mercy upon them. They are your brothers. They are your sisters. Show mercy upon them. But as I said, only a lit candle can lit other candles. And that day also we were discussing mercy. It can be egoistic, it can be egoless. And what is the source of mercy? How the mercy comes? Mercy comes out of internal bliss. And how does bliss come? Bliss comes out of meditation. So the most important thing is to go deep within yourself and find that inexhaustible source of bliss, that perennial source of bliss which is flowing within you. It is not to be taken or borrowed from others. There is a bliss, and when there is a bliss in the your innermost being, the result is mercy. And Baba said, your ancestors, Purvaj, show mercy. When I am ancestor, we become responsible. When we are ancestors, we become, our mercy is for all, universal. We become caretaker, sustainer. We are always on guard, on duty. Teachers means all the time on duty. There shouldn't be any movement when you are not on duty. Even if you are sleeping, you are on duty. There is no holiday for you. So when I am ancestor, I am responsible, accountable. When I am ancestor, I am aware of my duties. I am merciful. I myself am full of all the treasures. If I am not full of treasures, how can I distribute? The greatest treasure is Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, and time. The four treasures Baba talked of yesterday. Take care of your time. It's very important. How can I tell the importance of time to others when I myself am frittering it away? Love of time. That's a new word, a new phrase, a new new slogan Baba has given yesterday. You love time. I never heard this before. Love time. How to love time? You love time by not wasting it. You love time by understanding its importance. You love time by making it worthwhile, meaningful. Don't kill time. So love time, don't kill it. Identify time killers and eliminate them. So we are ancestors, forefathers of the world. All the time keep the entire globe in front of your eyes, and the souls are suffering. There is a misery, there is sorrow, there is anguish. The world is going through difficult times, and who would salvage this world if not you? Baba is talking such high words. At times they seem to be exaggerated statements, but they are coming from God, so know that. Think deeply on your duties and be on duty all the time. And our duty is to salvage the capsized boat of this world. Om Shanti.